you know, brainwashed assassins, people who would kill on command?
I don't know about assassins. I think we had some brainwashed politicians.
Yes, yes, yes. Did you hear what he said, Ken?
Yep.
Maybe you could learn a little something from Bernard.
What's it called? Applauster? Clapter.
Clapter.
Clapter. Right. Thank you, Honest Bernardo.
Did you hear? Okay, you've given us a lot to think about.
Hi, you're on the air.
And for that, we will never forgive you.
Love the show.
Yeah, right.
I love you.
I love you, too.
This guy obviously
I love
has
you
not
more.
Been listening. Oh, shut up, both of you.
Is this sci-fi movies that predicted the future?
Kinda.
Sure.
Yeah, kinda.
Whatever you want, honey.
aliens, hear me out.
No. That's an idea for the another show.
Okay.
It's not a note. Wait, aliens.
Alien 2.
What year was that set?
Maybe now, maybe like 50 years from now.
And that's was that the James Cameron script?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did they get? Well, they got nothing.
Point,
they got nothing right. That was an interstellar.
That was 86.
But that was an interstellar cargo ship.
That was called Aliens.
Right.
Aliens.
But hear me out.
Just hear him out, Ken. Just let him talk.
I had the little girl.
Ken, let the man talk.
Hiding,
he went to the trouble of
hiding
calling
in the ship.
Ken,
yeah.
He's a listener.
Okay.
And he deserves our respect.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Paul Reiser's suit, a men's businessman's suit, is exactly the same as it is now, save for a popped collar. Meaning men's fashion does not change.
Paul Reiser? Oh, yeah.
He must have been.
That's right. He was in it.
He must have been. I bet he was the heavy, the bad guy, right?
Yeah, probably.
Well,
but they predicted men's business fashion. It's never going to change.
You mean the men's business fashion? Oh, I see. You mean
it
was set 100 years in the future, but
they're still going to be wearing sport totes, but the only difference is the collar is going to be popped.
I see. Well, I guess we'll have to
Well, they predicted popped collars.
Well, but the coat itself, not the shirt underneath.
Well, fashion moves slowly.
Very
bit by
slowly
bit,
for men,
step
yeah.
by step.
They predicted aliens popping out of your chest.
Popped
while you're,
collars
while
ain't
you're having
nothing.
Lunch.
And that giant robot suit that Sigourney Weaver dons.
Well, history does rhyme.
Yeah.
History does rhyme.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Can I go home
Thanks.
Now?
You may not.
What if Annie calls back and says you can go home?
Then you can go home. Hi, you're on the air.
Yo, how's it going?
Good, now that you've called.
Awesome. Yeah, sci-fi movies that predicted the future.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, that's what we're looking for.
Have you ever heard of Technolust?
Technolust? No,
yeah,
but I want
Tilda
to.
Tilda Swinton?
Tilda Swinton?
Yeah, she programs like a computer viruses.
Oh, yeah.
That are like STDs. I feel like with all the AI girlfriend stuff happening and like, I don't know, we're very close to that.
So that came out in 2002 and man, she plays four different roles in it. I want to see this. I like,
it's
Tilda
a cool
Swinton.
Movie.
Yeah. Technolust.
Yeah. And reviews. And then I don't know if you
and
guys
it, and
it
predicts
a late, but Idiocracy. I feel like,
Oh my God. Idiocracy, of course. But Idiocracy got it wrong in that we're living Idiocracy now.
Yeah, we are exactly. But I mean, that was what, like 20 years in the future? But
no, Idiocracy was like hundreds of years in the future.
Right. Yeah, it came early.
What year was Idiocracy supposed to be? It was like really way, way off. I can't even remember. I thought I had it on my list here, but it's not here.
Yeah, but even the president-elect is like, you know, just
yeah.
a media icon. But it's very, even down to the Crocs, they're wearing Crocs, and everybody wears Crocs now. And they did that as like an idea of like...
I'm sorry, what's going on? I tuned out for a minute. What's going on now?
We're talking about Idiocracy.
Okay, what year was that set in? Oh, wait, gotta go. That's
the
that's
distant future. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
All right, yeah.
Good luck with the Sheaves tour.
How was that show?
What show?
The show we just did.
Well, you were checked out pretty much the whole time.
Well, hold on.
You got a couple of calls from CBS.
Give me 1 second.
And you refused to take them on the air. But I do want to see the movie Technolust. That's my big takeaway. Very excited to see it. Tilda Swinton plays four different roles.
And, so you know it's good. Hey, we're looking for people. I'm going to be missing a few shows. I'm going to be out of town. But we'd like to pre-record some quizzes. You can quiz us on any topic.
As long as you're passionate about it.
As long as you know something about it. And contact Ken at WFMU.org.
Could be about movies, music.
Yeah.
Those are two topics that Andy and I know something about.
Well, but I'd rather it should be something you're passionate about.
Yeah, but it could be about anything. We've had quizzes in the past about economics.
That's right. Vintage comic books.
Vintage comic books. What else? Jeez, man. Pornography, the history of pornography.
Who's been winning those quizzes? Who's been? Have you been keeping score?
No, I haven't been keeping score.
I think it's me.
And this is WFMU East Orange.
And this is the unbearable WFMU Mount Hope.
WMFU Mount Hope.
Oh, yeah, MFU Mount Hope.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org.
And do we know Sean's last name?
Urbaniak, I believe. Urbaniak.
It kind of stings.
Yeah.
Being called unbearable like that.
From Westfield, New Jersey. Weekly World Blues is coming up. Be sure to stay tuned for that. And if you can give us a quiz, because Andy's going to be out of town on his big CBS TV show, Einstein, starring Matthew Goobler. And if you're wondering who Matthew Goobler is, he played Simon in all three Chipmunks remakes.
We couldn't afford Alvin.
No, you couldn't afford Alvin, or even Theodore. You had to go for Simon, the worst chipmunk.
Shut up.
Email me if you can give us a quiz at ken@wfmu.org.
Maybe someone will quiz us on male models.
That would be cool.
Or maybe about Susan George.
You ever see Triangle of Sadness?
Yes.
Did you like it? That was kind of about male models in a way. Had that big male model scene.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Did I like that movie?
I don't think you would like that movie.
No, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. I liked it.
The only reason I didn't like it was because it was stupid.
It wasn't stupid.
I'm talking about Triangle of Sadness.
No, it wasn't stupid at all.
I'm talking about that stupid
version. Yeah, they get stranded on an island.
Yeah.
And the woman who knows how to hunt abalones, she becomes like the captain of the island.
Yeah, no, that wasn't stupid at all.
Hey, stay tuned for Weekly World Blues.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Thank you.
you got to run around, baby. Just leave my money alone. Now when I die, send my body to my ma. Yes, when I die, send my body to my ma. And if my ma don't want me, send it to my pa.
plugging in my switching on.
World Blues on WFMU. My name is Matt Fiveash. I'm here to, first of all, thank Little Danny for guest hosting last week. Doing a bang-up job, as per usual. And to tell you what you heard in the first set of tonight's program, finishing up with Dave Edmunds. Yeah, that Tracks on Wax 4 album has been in heavy rotation at home. I just can't get enough of it, and especially that song. I don't know. Something about it. So silly and dumb. Television. Just as long as it's on, I'm glad. Because you gotta go with the hits once in a while. We heard Little Richard, Surface Noise special on the specialty record label Lucille. For that, the extremely unhinged My Testament from Big Brown and the Gamblers. That's on one of those Norton records, split singles. On the flip, you get the equally unhinged Wild Track from Guitar Frank. So make a note of it. The Rayovacs with Party Time, because that's approximately what time it is now. And at the top of the set, Tiny Grimes with his quintet, Rockin' and Sockin'. Yeah, why not both? All right, well, coming out of that Dave Edmunds song, I still got Television on the brain. So here's another one. It's definitely another one. And the radio station is WFMU, the program. Weekly World Blues.
Wanna see me no more. Milton Berle, hop along. Arthur Godfrey, won't you hear my plea? Won't you have some pity? Give my baby back to me. She used to tell me, Daddy, I'm forced to confess, when you spin my dials, was strictly the best. Now I got a new pop. Turn my volume on. Your radio's so old that I put the thing in pawn. Well, hop along, Arthur Godfrey, hear my plea. Won't you have some pity? Give my baby back to me. I was saving all my money to buy a tube or two. I was saving all my money to buy a tube or two. Since you got that television, I suppose I will need some fuses too. Milton Berle, hop along, Arthur Godfrey, won't you? Yeah. me. You said my lip was a ukulele, your fingers like the strum. We even planned for children, for all good things to come. Call me Super Heterodyne and never on the bum. You turned me loose, cut off my juice, can't even raise a hum. Oh, Miss Girl, I'm alone, oh, for God's sake, everybody, anybody hear my plea? Won't you have some pity? Give my baby back to me. Give my baby back to me. Yes, yes.
When you went away last Friday night, cried like a baby. When you went away last Friday night, but I made me some connections. And my landlord, he's done told me not to worry about the rent. All he wants to do is hold me, and my rent won't cost a cent. Now my coal man is an old man, and he's almost 82. But believe me when I tell you,
down the street minding my own affairs, and two policemen grabbed me unawares. They said, "Is your name Henry?" I said, "Oh, why, sure." They say, "You the boy we've been looking for." Put me in the lineup and let the bright light shine. I'm a ten-pole soul like me standing in that line. I knew I was a victim of someone's evil plan when a stew pigeon walked in and said, that's the man. Prosecuting attorney started prosecuting me. Man, that cat gave me the third degree. He said, "Where were you the night of June 29? I said I was home in bed. He said, Judge, this man is lying. Charges of robbing the liquor store. Denied the charges of carrying a 44. Denied the charges of vagrancy too. But when the judge came down, pulled whiskey on my head, turned around to the jury and said, convict this man, he is drunk. What could I do?
Running round, so she tried to keep me home. Well, she broke my nose and hit my clothes, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot, threatened to throw my bottle out. Well, from the basement to the rooftop, everybody could hear me shout, give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, yeah, give me that wine, 'cause I can't cut loose without my juice. I got to have Hot Lucy when I go walking, you know. Well, one day while crossing the avenue, a big car knocked me down. While I was stretched out tying up traffic, and crowds came for blocks around. Now the police were searching my pockets before they sent me to the funeral parlor. But when one of them cops took my bottle jack, I jumped straight up and commenced to holler. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. 'Cause I can't get well without Muscatel. I only drink for medicinal purposes anyway. Well, now one real dark and dreary night, as I was staggering home to bed, well, the bandit jumped from the shadows and put a blackjack side my head. That cat took my watch, my ring, my money, and I didn't make a sound. But when he reached and got my bottle, you could hear me for blocks around. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. My head out of shape, but leave my grape. Watch ring and money ain't nothing. Don't mess with my wine, Jim. Well, one day my house caught fire while I was laying down sleeping off a nap. And when I woke up, everything was burning with a pop and a crackle and a snap. Now the fireman chopped up my TV set and tore my apartment apart. But when he raised his axe to my bottle, I screamed with all my heart. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine, so I can drink one toast before I roast. No sense in going out half-baked, might as well be all tore up. You can take all those Hollywood glamour girls, Lana Turner, Rita Hayworth, Brigitte Bardot, and Lucille Ball, and all them chicks, and line them upside the wall. Put a gigantic jug beside them and tell me to take my choice. Well, there'd be no doubt which one I chose the minute I raised my voice. Give me that wine. Oh, chicks look fine, but I love my wine. Now some folks like money, some like to dance and dine, but I'll be happy if you give me that wine. Give me that wine.
Unhand that bottle.
Jack, man, have you ever been booted?
You said booted?
Yeah, man, booted.
Booted?
I'm gonna find my baby. I'm gonna find her tonight. 'Cause she's stepping out and dying tonight. She treat me like dirt. She treat me like sand. Well, she kicked me out by another man. She would have booted me out, man. I mean out. Now they dug my taters and they pulled my corn. I'm gonna get that gin just as sure as I'm born. I'm gonna load my pistol, gonna
gonna sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. Now you can dig my taters, you can pull my corn, you can make yourself at home. But when you take my wife, stay out late. I'm gonna take my knife and operate. She's stepping out and darn me right. She treat me like dirt. She treat me like sand. Well, she kicked me out by another man. That's horrible, man. The idea of her kicking me out. Now they dug my taters and they pulled my corn. I'm gonna get that gin just to share it. Sharpen my knife, I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. I'm gonna take my knife and operate.
Oh, here you come again, that old Jew's head woman. You're drunk again. J-U-N, drunk, I mean good and drunk. Coming right on in here, come on, baby. Coming down the street with your hair in your hand. All them folks out there looking at you. Come on and sit down here by the piano. Put your hair up on the piano, ain't nobody gonna bother, cause we're all looking. Just sit down while I sing you this tune. C-U-N-E, tune, while I sing it, baby. Drawing a crowd. I had to move last night cause you hollered so loud you were drunk. Yeah, baby, you was drunk. J-U-N, drunk. You was drunk, mama. Yes, you don't remember a thing you said. Look here, baby. What is that you got? Make all the folks think you so hot. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, it sure is. And I love it. But listen here, I'm gonna sing you another tune, honey. C-U-E-E, tune. Now listen. You wake up in the morning looking like an old dish rag. You look in the face like one of them old sea hags when you're drunk. Yes, when you're drunk. J-U-N, drunk, honey. When you're drunk, mama. Don't remember a thing you said. Didn't hear what I don't like at all. Well, you wake one day, you lay off a week. Every time I find you in that bar across the street when you're drunk. Yes, baby, you're drunk. Still drinking. Yes, you're drunk, mama. Don't remember a thing you said. Now listen here. You told me you loved me, and I believe you. I don't know what you've been drinking, but your breath smells like you've been chewing chinches or something like that. Either chewing chinches or drinking bedbug juice. But this year is your last tune I'ma sing you now. Pay attention to me and lean up off of me now. Here you go. Well, you stayed drunk so long, you got me contact high. Start drinking in December and you're drinking till July. You'll be drunk. drunk. Yes, you be drunk. You be drunk, mama. You don't remember a thing you say. Kiss me, baby.
I'm a stranger at this place, and I'm looking for my mother's grave. Well, it seems like to me, well, some almost throw the wind. I was at my mother's grave when they put my mother away. I was at my mother's grave when they put my mother away. And I can't find no one who will to take a plane. I thought that my mother put away. I thought my wife would take a place. After my mother was put away, I thought my wife would take a place. I sure you give me any mother and wife. Well, my wife done throw me away. I wish I could find someone to take my mother's place. I wish I could find someone to take my mother's place. And if I can't find the one, well, you will find me at a grave. I'm standing on my mother's grave. I wish I could see her face. I'm standing on my mother's grave, and I wish I could see her face. I'd be glad when that day comes. Wish when it be through time away. Thank you.
forgot to put the headphones on for a second there. You can tell that I'm a graduate of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Hey, it's Weekly with Blues. See, more evidence of my radio professionalism there. We heard Jimmy Reed with The Moon Is Rising, preceded by Booker White doing Strange Place Blues. Champion Jack Dupree, Here You Come With Your Hair in Your Hand, Put Your Hair Up on the Piano. Drunk Again. Again. Roscoe Gordon, of course, greatest vocalist of the 20th century, with Booted. The hottest new group in jazz. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. John Hendrix getting his priorities straight there. Give me that wine. Yes, can't get well without Muscatel. The Robins, shortly before their transmogrification into the Coasters, with Framed. Big Maybelle did I'm Getting Along All Right. Mickey Baker on guitar on that one. And Scatman Crothers at the top of the set with the Television Blues. You don't hear Arthur Godfrey mentioned in popular song too much anymore. Things ain't like they used to be. Hey, if you're a regular listener to WFMU, you may be aware that our program guide, Lowest Common Denominator, is back in a print edition. The first issue has been mailed out. And we're waiting for your submissions for issue number 29, which will be coming out this summer. No particular theme to this one. We're looking for visual work, comics, illustration, collage, photography, design, etc. One page or a partial page is preferred for you long-winded people. And writing submissions welcome. Character limit of about 350 words. I don't know what the character, I don't know how many characters that adds up to. But there's a lot of you characters out there, so the deadline is May 12th, and the email address to send your submissions is lcd@wfmu.org. Take a look at our website, wfmu.org/lcd, for more information. This issue that just came out is so great. It looks beautiful. Many thanks to our own Kendraplex for wrangling the whole thing. And we got time for a couple more, so let's, for once, we're going to class it up around here. Something on the Blue Note record label, just for you, tonight, here on Weekly World Blues.
Till you, I was a lonely one. Till you, I used to lie awake and wonder if there could ever be someone in this wide, wide world just made for me. Now I see I had to save my love for you. I never gave my love till you, and through my lonely heart demanding it, Cupid took a hand in. Till you, my lonely heart demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it. I had many ones till you I hadn't anyone, no, no one, till you.
Fats Waller cleaning up the mess we've made over the past hour there. His rendition of Rockin' Chair, Hatta Brooks. Before that, with her version of I Hadn't Anyone Till You. You film buffs might recognize that as the song that Hatta Brooks is singing in the motion picture In a Lonely Place at the bar where Humphrey Bogart and Gloria Graham are out on their date. And at the top of the set, Kenny Burrell. A little premature, this being Wednesday, with the Saturday Night Blues. Stanley Turrentine on tenor saxophone, Major Holly Jr. on the bass, Bill English on drums, and Ray Barreto on the conga. Do yourself a favor, go on the internet and find the video of Ray Barreto's appearance on Sesame Street. And that's all I have to say to you. This week, it's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Honky Tonk Radio Girl coming right up.
garden. Her voice is as smooth as a pearl, introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle with her gifts of country gold. You know who this is. She's your home honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio
there, folks, and welcome to the program. You are listening to WFMU 91.1 FM, the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. My name is Becky, and I am here on this fine station every Wednesday from 8 to 9, and I play country music, hillbilly, honky tonk, whatever in the world this is in the background. Good records, just good old records. That's what I play. And this week is no exception, of course. Got some good stuff to play for you. Have to think of a discussion topic for the day. So if anyone has any ideas, if you go to WFME.org, you can click on the live playlist. You can see info about all the songs I'm playing. And you can give a suggestion for what we should all talk about. But for right now, let's hear Lonzo and Oscar. You're listening to WFMU.
Crazy about your baby, won't you all to myself? Crazy about your baby, no one else on the shelf. Give me all your love and all that you can afford. Well, let me keep you always that you to be adored. Crazy about your baby. Crazy about your baby. Crazy about your baby, want you all to myself. Crazy about your baby. Crazy about your baby. Crazy about your baby, want you all to myself. The time has come, my honey, won't you please be my wife? I will take good care of you the rest of your life. I gotta spend a lot of money, house bill for two. I gotta do the country for just me and you. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby, want you all to myself. Thank you. crazy about you, baby.
Man, I'm crazy about you.
Crazy about you, baby.
Well, what am I gonna do?
Crazy about you, baby.
I'm a bundle of joy.
Crazy about you, baby. Won't you hold on myself? Crazy. Crazy. Crazy about you, baby. Won't you hold on myself? I ask you, will you marry me? We'll raise a family. All the plans we've had, you've always said that for me. When we're living humble in our onlyest way, if we're to be so fortunate, will this be the day? Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Won't you hold on myself? Crazy. Yes, I'm crazy. Crazy, baby. Won't you hold to myself?
In a game of galloping dice, made 42 passes, and man, it was nice. Took all my loot and stashed it away, and bought me some land the very next day. Now there was a land as dry as can be, and all of my friends felt sorry for me. They said, man and boy, you sure got stuck, but they didn't figure on my Texas luck. I get 42 barrels of oil a day. 42 barrels, and man, that ain't hay. I look out my window, and what do I see? An oil well a-pumping more money for me. Now my backyard is really a sight to behold. Wherever you look, there's liquid gold. Never have seen this much money before. 42 barrels, and they tell me there's more. I bought me a car, the finest that's made, and cash on the line was how I paid. Gonna get me a ranch, have everything fine, and a branding iron with a dollar sign. I get 42 barrels of oil a day. 42 barrels, and man, that ain't hay. I look out my window, and what do I see? An oil well a-pumping more money for me. Like a king, for there's nothing as royal as 42 barrels of beautiful oil. Now I've been engaged for quite a spell. She's a patient gal, little Annabelle. But I better quit while I'm ahead. She might marry up with another instead. I'll say, Annabelle, let you and me hitch. And I know she will, cause she wants to be rich. I get 42 barrels of oil a day. 42 barrels, and man, that ain't hay. I look out my window, and what do I see? An oil well a-pumping more money for me. I went to a bank to start an account. They asked me how much. I said, name the amount. I brought it in boxes, bags, and sacks, jars, and cases, and even in stacks. But to be perfectly honestly frank, I had enough money to start my own bank. For they counted and counted and finally said, we'll come to you the next time instead. I get 42 barrels of oil a day. 42 barrels, and man, that ain't hay. I look out my window, and what do I see? An oil well a-pumping more money for me. Money isn't everything. It can buy you a car or a big diamond ring. It can get you a saddle that's mounted in gold, but it can't give you